This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kings. I don't know about you, but music takes me to some really good places, and I had a chance to hear the Gypsy Kings over the weekend in a wonderful facility, a brand new one in Clearwater, and it was a very, very moving concert, let's say that. Whatever you did this past weekend, I hope you had fun and had a chance to take a break. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us here on this show. Coming up on the show, we're going to hit the mailbag, plus UBIs, ubiquitous bits of information, and in between, catch up on so much that has happened over the weekend. And, of course, we still have no Speaker of the House, and questions still abound about the hostages in Israel, and will the American hostages be released? Two were released heading into the weekend. That was pretty exciting news, and we'll talk about that too as well. At this point, though, it doesn't look as though any others are going to be released anytime soon. Again, to have that happen would be such a wonderful relief for all these families who are living on the edge, and especially a little bit of hope because of the two released hostages. And when the news came about the hostages that were released, immediately you had so many Americans that had family members that are being held by Hamas wondering if it was them. But it was two American women abducted nearly 2 weeks ago, of course, in Israel. They're safe. They got medical care on Friday after they were released. President Joe Biden and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced that. Pritzker identified the two as Chicago residents, Judith Ranan and her 17-year-old daughter, Natalie. Thank goodness for that. There was a lot of cheering, a lot of people in their hometown thrilled to hear the news. But you got to think about this. There are other hostages that are there, men, women, young boys, young girls, elderly people from not just the U.S., but from nations all over the place. And, of course, the more that can be released, the better. There are some, I guess, negotiations that are still ongoing. There's not a lot of information about that, even when I pressed up a lot of the great sources I have. And that makes sense because they're trying to do this to pry as many out as they can. So having too much information out could hurt some of the chances, I think, for some of those hostages to come home. But there is this ray of hope. And that probably gives hope to some of the other families who are worried beyond, like I said, what one can imagine that you can carry around in your head and in your heart. After that surprise attack, which seems like it was just yesterday, but is yet getting further away, 2+ weeks, there's much to unpack, and still so much of that also has to do with what now happens to the U.S. with our role in the Middle East. The Pentagon has activated a deployment of defense systems throughout the Middle East, knowing the possibilities of the wild cards that could happen that we've talked about so much on this show. But the U.S. is sending a terminal high altitude area defense system and additional Patriot air defense missile system battalions to the Middle East. That was announced on Saturday. The U.S. has sent a significant amount of naval power to the Middle East, as we know, in the last couple of weeks, the two aircraft carriers, the support ships, about 2,000 Marines. So there is a heightened alert that I'm told you can really feel in the Pentagon. And, of course, we know the Patriot system. We've even had somebody on to talk about that. It's one of the most advanced U.S. air defense systems that we got. So it's in short supply with everybody around the world wanting it. In other words, a lot of our allies wanting it. It's got a powerful radar and the deployment system, you know, if you think of South Korea, that infuriated China because they thought it was so powerful it could look into its airspace, just to give you an idea of how significant that is. Meanwhile, Israel started its total siege, as we know, meaning lots and lots of shelling, and you've got these civilians that are traumatized in the middle of that. Gaza's health minister said over the weekend that Israel's air and missile strikes have killed at least 4,300 Palestinians, including hundreds of children, with more than a million of the tiny territories, 2.3 million displaced. Right at the top, we have Grim with us, so let's go to Grim. Grim, hello.
Well, Kate, I think I've told you, but I was legally dead for 23 minutes in an ambulance.
Wow.
When I had the liver poisoning because I had a diabetic heart attack.
I remember that, yeah.
But I have had a song lately stuck in my head. And I don't know if you remember, but back in the 70s, I'd like to buy the world a Coke.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it would be nice if it was that simple. And I'm kind of depressed that Jim Jordan has just thrown in the towel. I want to get him to fight. We need him desperately. This country needs somebody to make the change. And the Patriot missile, Kate, that's manufactured where my dad retired from at MISU in New Orleans by Martin Marietta.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. Very powerful.
Kind of he did.
Yeah.
I mean, his job was to tell people in the plant their job.
Wow.
He had to write procedures for everything, the external tank, the satellite system. I could go on and on as to what they do down there.
Yeah. Did you ever get a chance to tour all of that with him or see any of it?
Not really. I was too busy working myself.
Right, right. And plus there's procedures with people coming in and all that.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply. the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I hope you all had a great weekend, like I gave you a glimpse into my weekend. I know some people are looking at the leaves because of the change in the weather, which is pretty cool. There's a lot of great places in this beautiful country where you can go and do the cheap thing, right? You go through the drive-thru, grab some grub, and then you go and look at the amazing colors of the trees that are turning. A lot of people aren't complaining quite as much about the weather, right? Now it is time for the weekly rewind. Yeah. So what happened over the weekend that you missed? We touched a little bit on what was going on in the Middle East and the fact that you had two hostages, U.S. hostages that came home or on the way home, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. But the other big deal is there still is no Speaker of the House. Jim Jordan throws in the towel, decides to go for a third vote, and then after that says, yeah, I'm done. So how embarrassing is this? That there is no speaker. The speaker battle now has 10 candidates, apparently. This is just so crazy. It's so important to have a Speaker of the House. You know, not since, what was it, 1856, when it took 2 months and 133 ballots to elect Nathaniel Banks, a congressman from Massachusetts, as Speaker of the House, has it taken members so long to pick the person who grabs the gavel? Friday's announcement that Jordan abandoned his bid for Speaker, that then threw everything up in the air again. So it's a free-for-all as to who is going to get it, who's going to get the votes. And, you know, like, I'll give you an example. Congressman Jack Bergman, Republican from Michigan, a retired Marine Corps Lieutenant General, he's saying, I'm up for being the Speaker, right? You have Jody Arrington and Roger Williams of Texas. You have Mark Green of Tennessee. You have Mike Johnson of Louisiana. And they're well-liked by people, and they're considered to be strong conservatives. But I guess we're just going to go through this ballot process. The conference will meet on Monday behind closed doors, but all of these names and all of the fallout is what happened in the weekend, topping off the week of Jordan didn't get it, so then he bailed. He wasn't going to go through what Kevin McCarthy went through and has gone the different route of, yeah, I'm done. I'm done, and I'm not going to stay in this thing. So now it's a smorgasbord of these potential congresspeople who could end up being the Speaker of the House. Also over the weekend, it was an interesting weekend in sports. Just a couple of quick ones for you, because we'll do a man cave coming up in the second hour. But we did have a Sunday night football game, and nobody nailed the score. It was the Eagles and the Miami Dolphins. And it was pretty close for most of the way through. But in the end, the Eagles pulled it out 31-17. Jalen Hurts, the quarterback for the Eagles, with his 32nd career rushing touchdown. Another thing that I would talk about is also on Sunday, the Rangers forced a game 7 against the Houston Astros. That will happen Monday. What's interesting there is they had a wild game 5. And that game 5 for the Rangers was not a good game. The Rangers, it looked like they were going to take it, but the Rangers lost in the 9th inning, 5-4. So Houston had the edge in that series 3-2 on Friday. And Jose Altuve hit the go-ahead homer in the 9th, and then the Astros had that edge and thought they might close it out on Sunday. That didn't happen, so the Rangers roared back, broke it open, and beat the Astros 9-2. Garcia clobbering a grand slam in the 9th to force that game 7. In sports, to me, there is nothing like a game 7. The Phillies on Saturday beat the Diamondbacks 6-1, so they have a 3-2 edge going into Monday and going back to Philadelphia. They can close out that series in the National League and punch their ticket to go back to the World Series. And then, as I already mentioned, it's the duel in Texas, either the Rangers or the Astros. And then there was, of course, a slew of college football games and other games in the NFL, and we'll talk about that when we go to the man cave, because there were some interesting results in Week 8. Can't believe Week 8. I will tell you one game. Oh, what a thrashing of the Spartans. We have people listening in the great state of Michigan. I don't know how many of you are Spartan alums or just fans. Michigan blew out Michigan State 49-0. 49-0. That is crazy. And Texas beat Houston 31-24. The story there is, wow, how about Houston really pushing Texas the way they did? And then there were some other really tight games that were good and a couple of other blowouts to talk about. So that's all part of the weekly rewind. Something else that happened over the weekend includes in the business world, in the business watch, I guess I'll I'll call it that, is there's been this push at Tyson Foods, which is one of the biggest meat producers. When you go to the market, you see Tyson Foods, of course, all over the place. And what they're doing, I guess because the story started to break more, and they mentioned it early in the week, but because they're in the United States, such a major, major producer of beef, pork, and chicken, they're now shifting to this protein that comes from insects. That they said on Tuesday that they've invested in Protix, it's called. It's a Netherlands-based insect ingredients maker, and they're taking a minority stake in the company. But they're working to build a factory in the U.S., and they're going to use, you ready for this? This could be a good diet tactic for some of us. It will use animal waste to feed black soldier flies, which will then be turned into food for pets, poultry, and fish. They didn't disclose the financial specifics of the deal, and they said that the flies aren't going into the human food at this point, is what they said. But they're focusing on an ingredient application with insect protein for now, than the consumer application, but that's where they hope it heads. Even just saying that just makes me think, wow. it sounds unappetizing, but there must be something to it, right? That's why they're investing in it. That's why they're looking at it. These black soldier flies, I invite all of you, however you... You know, whether it's Google or however you look things up, go look up those flies. And I have a feeling that you won't want to eat anything that has them, even remotely has any trace of them in your food in the future. So maybe you shouldn't look it up. Maybe you shouldn't do that. Also, here's another thing that happened. We're watching the United Auto Workers. The union president for the UAW, Sean Fain, told members that all three automakers have now offered record contracts, but the union will continue its strike in a push for even better deals. He said late on Friday, we've looked at the company's offers, and in my opinion and in the opinions of the vice presidents and in the opinion of your national negotiators, there's more to be won. They didn't announce any kind of an expansion of the strike, but they did say that they weren't ready to close any kind of a deal. But GM released the details of the offer they made to UAW and included an immediate 10% pay raise, 13 percentage points of additional pay over the lifetime of the contract that would run through 2028, and that's previously more, of course, than they had offered. So I think they're going to just dig in, and they're going to wait to see if they can get more before they wrap it up. Your thoughts coming up as we head to the mailbag.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. The ceasefire in the Middle East has concluded, reigniting the conflict between Israel and Hamas after a 7-day pause that facilitated the release of some hostages held by Hamas. Initially, over 240 people were held hostage, with more than 136 still in captivity. Israel Defense Forces said that several of its soldiers were lightly injured as a result of an anti-tank missile being fired towards an IDF vehicle in Beit Hillel in northern Israel. A federal appeals court on Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed.
The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity, but stated that he can continue to argue that his actions were taken in his official capacity as president. Trump contends that his rally speech addressing matters of public concern is protected by presidential immunity, preventing him from being sued over the January 6th, 2021 riot.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, once again, thank you for all of the mail that we receive. You can send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. KVOI Tucson. This one's from Max. He says, Kate. Hello. I wanted to find out what was going on with the trucks that were supposed to get through at the Gaza Strip. Was there humanitarian aid at all? I feel so sorry for the people that are caught in between and being used as shields by Hamas. And I was glad to hear that there was going to be aid that was going to come in at least over the weekend, and I was wondering if that ended up getting through or not. Well, the answer to that is it did get through. Very good question. So the first humanitarian aid since this whole thing broke out did reach the Strip. That was a border crossing that was negotiated, and it was 20 trucks carrying 2 weeks of supplies. So, you know, you're talking about food and water and all kinds of supplies that people needed, especially that drinking water is so key. No good water. You know, that's a tiny area, and those people are stuck, too. Our Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, was excited that their first aid delivery happened, but says more is needed, and that the worry is that Hamas would steal some of it, some of the aid, or prevent it even from getting all the way through to the people who need it. But apparently that food and the water and the medical care and all that stuff, the medical stuff, got through. So that is good news. That was a great follow-up question, Max. Thanks for that. And he's listening to us in Tucson, like he said at the top. He just had in big letters, KVOI, one of our favorite, of course, affiliates. And I think everybody's catching on to this because John, listening to us on News Talk 102.3, yay, you're starting to tell us where you're listening to us, in Texas, in the great state of Texas, says, Kate, I'm curious as to now what will happen that the quarterback is injured for Texas. Will we see Arch Manning? A lot of people are anxious to see him get in as a freshman and play. They didn't want anyone to get injured. But is there a real possibility of this or not? Well, with that shoulder injury that happened over the weekend to the Texas quarterback, you know, in this game against Houston, he's got a joint sprain. There's no way he's going to miss some time. So could it be that Manning steps in? Of course, there is Murphy, who is the backup quarterback for Texas. That's probably who comes in. So Manning hasn't played, but Manning is, you know, there's talk for Manning to take a redshirt year, but I don't know if, you know, that they're trying to find out more about that injury, I think, on Monday. But there is potential for not just Murphy, but Arch Manning to get some time in at quarterback. And you know that people are anticipating when that will happen. So could be pretty big upcoming weekend or two. Perhaps he sees a little bit of time. There has been no announcement, of course, though, made about that. But I know somebody who covers Texas, and the thought is, yeah, that's out there, and people are talking about it, and it really actually is a very big possibility. This one comes to us from Keith, and Keith says, Kate, it just seems to me that so many stores, some of these big stores that seem to be around forever are closing up. I mean, is this post-pandemic blues? What is it? Especially when it comes to drugstores. I know you talked about this. You've got Rite Aid and Walgreens and even, I think, CVS, where they've had to shut down a bunch of stores. And people don't like it because, you know, when you're looking for a drugstore, when you're looking for certain things, even if you could get it someplace else, we still have our cars pointed in the direction of these big drugstore chains. And the fact that you've got now so many that are closing, often the pharmacies now aren't as close to your house where they used to be just right around the corner. When you were getting killed with a migraine or something else, you could just run and pick something up. I know exactly what you're talking about. So there's massive expansion, and now there's closing of these stores like you're talking about. And part of that is because it depends on the areas, right? There's been fallout because of that. And part of this is also related to forces like the crush of opioid lawsuits, the lack of, this is happening where I live, which they're consolidating. They're getting rid of one Walgreens. They have big signs up. This Walgreens is closing, and there's one here and there's one there, and it's this not too far away, and here's the map, and here's how you get there. Because pharmacies are lifelines, especially in a rural area. If you're listening to me in a rural area, you know exactly what I'm saying. And in low-income areas, it's a big deal. pharmacists are, in some cases, the most accessible healthcare pro for lots of communities, for lots of people. That something happens, they don't have great insurance, but they can run down to the pharmacy and they feel like they can deal with the person there and get treated for what they need. It used to be that you just saw these pharmacies everywhere. I mean, the two largest pharmacy chains have more than 9,800 locations and a crazy number of sales. CVS and Walgreens, they're the staples. And people, of course, come in and get the prescriptions, but they have all the other things that are convenient, household things or snacks or cards or whatever else they could pick up, you know, whatever it is. But I think some of that also has to be from competition, and that's probably why you're seeing, like, Rite Aid declare bankruptcy and whatnot, is that you've got these dollar stores like Dollar General, and supermarkets now have expanded where they offer more of what you can get in the pharmacy. And that's probably why some of them also are falling off. If it's a competitive price, then maybe you're getting some of the things that you would grab in the pharmacy area, like going in these drugstores, maybe you would just grab them in one of these other places. It's interesting to watch it, though, to what happens with these chains, because I feel just exactly like you do. When you want to go run and grab something, you know, that's exactly where you go. That's exactly what you think of. All right, this one is from Amy, who says, wow, what is going on with all these Trump cases? I saw that attorney who represented him in one brief moment, Powell, is now saying that she's testifying in all of these cases, pled guilty, and I wonder, what does that mean? You talked about it the other night last week on the air when I was listening about what does that potentially mean for Trump, the fact that she took a plea deal, and what will she possibly say, and she's got to write some letter of apology to the people of Georgia and whatnot. So I'm curious about what the fallout will be, Kate. Well, first of all, we have no idea right until this all happens, but I think that this was, you know, here's the thing. She was saying that the machines were messed with and whatnot, and now she's got to come back with, they feel like whatever she's going to be able to testify to is that, as to what happened behind the scenes. What was it that happened behind the scenes, and what, not role did she have in it, but what role did the others have in it? If she's going to be there for all those cases or be pivotal in all those cases, is like the fly on the wall. If she's the fly on the wall, that's what prosecutors want from her, to say exactly what was said out of the mouths of all the other people who are defending themselves, which would be including Donald Trump, the former president. Because you got to think about the role that she had and who did she talk to, and how deep into the circle was she, and what was she told? I would think Rudy Giuliani would be somebody that she would have really dealt with a lot and did. I would think that part of what happens with her would be what was said from maybe Giuliani, but I don't know that for sure. Right, we know what she said. Remember, it was when she said, "I'm going to release the Kraken," where she was making a reference to what had happened during the election and saying that it was stolen. And she was with Giuliani at a news conference at the Republican National Committee, where she talked about uncovering some of this massive influence, she called it, of communist money through Venezuela, Cuba, and likely China, and interference with our elections in the United States. I'll be curious as this is all pieced together, and trust me, there'll be massive coverage of it, that's for sure. Thanks for all your emails. Keep them coming.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Last segment for this hour, one of my favorite things we do, UBI's ubiquitous bits of information. Jeremy Paulson, our Cracker Jack technical maestro, joins us for that. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm going to play something and you tell me what I chose for my UBIs.
All right. Halloween movies.
No, just Halloween in general.
Just Halloween in general. I like it. Okay, that's
not
good. Halloween. That was good. I like it.
So do I start?
Did I mess you up? No. You know what? I'm trying to think. Where was that song from, the Halloween?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Okay,
there's a tip for decorating. For Halloween, you set up night before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And then when Christmas comes around, you just got to get, like, Christmas hats, a couple of lights, and then just carry it right through. It's much less work.
I bet people in my neighborhood will do that. I love it. Because my neighborhood really does it up for Halloween. All right, so let's hear what you got.
Well, how much do you think people spend last year on Halloween?
Oh, 60 million.
8.8 billion.
Oh, my gosh. 8.8 billion?
Yep.
Candy, costumes.
Decorations, costumes, board games. Yeah.
Wow.
Lots of money being made for Halloween.
That's going all in.
Right. Do you know what mumming is?
Mumming. No, tell me mumming.
Well, I guess in early Halloween in Europe, of course, candy goers would wear costumes and they would have to dance, sing, or do plays to get the gifts. And they called it mumming.
Oh, I learned something new.
So no more trick or treat. You got to dance to get candy from my place.
I dance. Can I moonwalk and get a full size candy bar?
Exactly. Right. You got to work for the candy this year.
I love it when the little kids come. They just put their paws in the, because I have a big dish, and it's like, is there going to be any more candy for anyone else that comes by? And they just snap it up. It's like, I love it. Just dish it in. It's perfect. All right, so what else you got for us?
In 1978, the Halloween film.
Yeah.
Do you know how they made the Michael Myers mask?
I don't, actually. How did they make it?
Well, the film was super broke. They didn't have any money to make it.
I knew that.
So they took a $2 Captain James Tiberius Kirk mask. A rubber mask, they reshaped the eyes and painted it white. So that's James T. Kirk mask. That's
brilliant.
That's the original Halloween mask.
I love it. I knew they had a really super low budget. They got Jamie Lee Curtis to be in it, and that, she says that was a huge break for her because it was such a well-received movie. So many people went to see it.
Yeah. $2 rubber mask. You know?
That's great. That's a great infamous prop. Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
Next is Halloween is super old. Do you know how old it is?
I'm going to say I like super old, 1500s.
Well, I guess it is 2,000 years old. It was traced back to the Celts and their festival of Samhain. I probably said that weird, but...
Yeah.
And that means the very first costumes were dead animals, just so you know.
Yes. In Ireland, they always claim they invented Halloween.
Yep, in Ireland, yeah.
Wow. So interesting.
And then my very last one, pretty simple. What famous magician died on Halloween?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to think of this one. Magician. Famous magician... No. Oh, gosh, what's his name?
Harry Houdini.
I was just going to say. I couldn't think of his name.
And he died October 31st, 1926.
Wow. Houdini.
Yep.
Who done it? Houdini.
He gave a code to his wife that if they did, like, seances, his ghost would say that code to her.
Uh-huh.
So she would know it was him.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know.
Wonder if that ever happened.
I don't know.
That's pretty good. I like that. They were good. They were good facts. The Michael Myers mask. There's tons of Michael Myers in my neighborhood. People got the life-size Michael Myers, and they have a place in the yard.
You always see the TikTok stuff of them, like, going to grocery stores and stuff.
Yep. Yeah, that's freaky. And that Halloween franchise is so popular. I mean, how many Halloween movies have they made? And Jamie Lee Curtis has been in the last couple Halloween movies that they've made. It was so well-received, and it's funny that they barely could make that movie. It just goes to show you, if you have the idea, you just follow through.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I try.
Yeah, that was good. Excellent, excellent. So, this is nothing to do with Halloween, but concerts, because I went to a concert over the weekend, and I was really psyched about going to see live music, and it made me think about concerts. And this was a really nice, brand new venue that was small and intimate, where it was like 7,000 is the most they can have there. But when you think of big time concerts, the biggest concert ever was in 2017. Do you know who it was?
Metallica.
It's good that you threw out a guess. There's no way you would get this. It was Italian singer Vasco Rossi performed at the Modena Park in July of 2017. They had 220,000 people.
I don't even know who that is.
I know. I had to look it up, too. I was like, whoa. I had no idea who Vasco Rossi was. I really challenge everyone to look up Vasco Rossi. Some people say the most attended concerts, though, of all time, some of the records, and that number is the biggest, but were held by the Grateful Dead. They had a gig at the Raceway Park in New Jersey in 1977 in September, and the concert was 107,000 people. And in the United States, that's the largest ticketed concert ever.
Wow.
Can you imagine, though, fighting your way through 107,000 people?
Yeah.
I can't either.
Search for someone I don't know.
Vasco Rossi, I want to be in Italy for that concert. Yeah, crazy. All right, so Vasco Rossi, just so you know, because now everybody's going to want to know who it is an Italian singer, songwriter, and poet. He has 30 albums, and he's written 250 songs, and he's very, very popular. Very popular singer. And he can hear his stuff he has like crossover kind of music.
He does like opera?
No, he does just, you know, all kinds of pop music. He's a regular singer, I'll call him. He's a regular singer, I'll call him, if that makes sense. I mean, he's definitely not an opera singer. He does cover tunes, he does rock, he does that kind of stuff. He was a DJ at a radio station, and then his career took off from there. That's pretty good. All right, some other big concerts, just for fun, the 10 biggest concerts ever. You have Rod Stewart's Copacabana New Year's Eve concert.
I could see that.
Yeah, I can too. 3.54 million. He's touring again too. You also have the Monsters of Rock Moscow concert, 1.6 million. That's a lot of people at a concert. Oh, boy, that's a lot of people at a concert. The Copacabana Beach one for Rod Stewart would have been fun to be at. That was in 1994, carried over to 95 because it was New Year's Eve. And that was in Rio de Janeiro.
And it was concerts like that scare me. So bad.
They can. It went to the Guinness Book of World Records for the biggest concert, and it was a free concert too. Free. Can you imagine?
Would you go?
I like Rod Stewart. No, I wouldn't. I'd be afraid I'd get trampled. Who knows? And, you know, there's something about this Copacabana Beach, and these rockers like to play it, because the Rolling Stones drew 1.5 million when they did it in 2006. And their event was a Bigger Bang World Tour concert, so they really hauled them in for sure. All right, on that note, that's it for UBIs. Be safe, be sane, and for goodness sake, my friends, please be happy.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.